Welcome back to episode 4's guest here at Tales of the Times. Can you let us know your name now?
Nettie Rollins.
Nettie is a hardworking 86-year-old spry little lady and a wife, and she is a very dear friend of ours. Thank you very much for what you've done and just everything.
Very welcome.
All right, welcome to the February Tales of the Times after show. And what that means is that we're going to be talking a little bit more about all of our guests from the month of February. But you just got done hearing the reveal of Tales of the Times episode 4, Elderberry Wine, and you got to meet our very dear friend, Nettie Rollins. And it was absolutely wonderful to be working with her and just get to sit down with her, because she was nervous to do it, and then she ended up doing so good, and I think it surprised her a little bit, and it was just awesome to get to sit down and hear her stories. But I really wasn't expecting to get the elderberry wine story when we were there with her, and that was just the icing on the cake for me.
Yeah, I think some of our people have been a little nervous or reluctant to sit down at first, and then once they start talking, you know, they realize that they really have things to tell that people want to hear, and that make people laugh, and that's just wonderful memories, and their memories can become other people's memories into the future. And Nettie was one of those people. Like you say, she did a great job. And once again, we know all these people, and I've known Nettie for years, but I still learn things. And the elderberry wine was a doozy. It was a good story.
So Nettie did awesome, and we're very proud of her, and we would love to go back and talk with her again sometime. Here, right now, if you're watching on YouTube, we're going to play just a few clips of Nettie's interview, and stick around with us after that, and we will talk about our guest from Tales of the Times, Episode 3, Home Again. So, Episode 4 was absolutely wonderful, and I loved Home Again, Episode 3, because of that very same reason. You know, you have to remember why we're doing this. And that would be to capture the memories of these people and hear some things that maybe we hadn't even heard before. And then that's just immortalized forever, to be able to honor them and cherish the time that we had with them. And I think about when Nanny Garrett from episode 3 started talking about her time moving around the whole world. We've known her forever, and I had never heard any of those stories. But now that we started doing this, we'll have that forever.
Correct. I was trying to remember exactly. I know it's been, probably over 12 years that I've known Nanny personally, really close relationship. And, you know, she's like everybody else. She becomes our own little grandmother, in other words, the men become our little grandfathers, and they're very special to us, all of them. But we do find out something just unusual or something special about their times growing up in Appalachia, and how for them, as we were just discussing, how for them that really they didn't understand that they were maybe going through the Depression or World War II or having what other people say were really difficult times. To them, it was just life.
Right. We actually just got done recording with some guests that are going to be coming up here in the month of March, and that was something that we discussed with them. They didn't know any different when they were growing up. The things that were going on in the outside world, they just didn't affect them. Just didn't think anything about it. And that was one of the main things that Nanny talked about while we were with her. And if you missed that, definitely go back and listen, because it was just priceless to me. It's stuff that you get in movies, mm-hmm. that you get when you get with these older people and you start to listen to the things that happened in their lifetime, you realize you don't have to go that far to hear a good story.
Mm-hmm. True. And boy, she had some good ones.
Yeah.
She, like you said, traveled the world. And what I found funny, besides that was my favorite, being mm-hmm. in a Volkswagen and four kids and her and her husband and the dog in a tent.
In Germany.
Unbelievable. In the Black Forest. I mean, unbelievable. But I just think that it's so unusual how that they grew up again and they were just themselves. And they didn't have a lot of opportunities, but they enjoyed their lives. They really had fun growing up and doing what we would think now probably is boring, but to them it was everything.
And a little bit of everything in life was something.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times nowadays, different things, you start to get into a drawl and some things begin to feel a bit meaningless, or like they're, you just get in a pattern and mm-hmm. you just keep going. Back then, everything
was a big
was
deal.
Good and yeah. everything was a big deal. And
mm-hmm.
I'm glad that while we're doing this, we can capture a little bit of how that things used to feel and just hope that we can somehow get back to that in certain ways. But here are a few clips, again, from Tales of the Times, Episode 3, Home Again, with Nanny Garrett. We hope that you enjoy that. And stick around, because we're going to go through every guest from the month of February. So that was awesome, Tales of the Times, Episode 3. And going on to Episode 2, The Piano and the Mantle, I don't think that we'll ever... Well, I don't want to cap us right at the beginning, but I don't think that we'll ever get to capture anything as special as what ended up happening with Miss Ruby. She got sick and she passed away not long at all after we got done recording her episode.
Mm-hmm.
And...
like a week and a half.
Not long at all.
Mm-hmm.
And she passed away the Tuesday after her episode released.
Mm-hmm.
So she got to hear it. And she was so proud. Even while we were sitting there, she was so proud that she got to do that. And that means the world to me. That we are able to give that to people, but also able to give that to their families. I just had a kid. I teach school. I just had a kid this week come up to me and thank me for doing the podcast with Miss Ruby, his grandmother.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just stuff like that that I'll be able to cherish forever.
Mm-hmm.
And I know, because they've told us, I know the families of these people feel the exact same way.
Right. And I think, speaking of Ruby, again, I've known her since I was probably, well, she's known me since I was born, but I knew her since I can remember, through Horse Creek Baptist Church, but very special person, and again, just to hear those memories and to see the smile on her face when she was telling some of the tales and just the giggles and how much she enjoyed doing that. And we loved it, and we were, as soon as we finished, we said, wait a minute, you've got a lot to tell. And we had mm-hmm. really planned on going back, and we're hurt that we didn't get to, but we feel like that this, the hour, basically, that we got to spend with her was very special. And like I say, that the smile on her face just told it all.
We were blessed and honored to be able to get what we got.
Yes.
And to sit down with her. And we'll never have to look back and regret that we couldn't do it
mm-hmm.
because we went ahead and we did.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
That was just wonderful. And Ruby was, well, I didn't know her for as long as Carmen or Bailey or mm-hmm. anyone else, but I knew her for long enough that I can say that I don't think that any other stranger has been so good to me and treated me like family. And that just goes to show you how genuine of a person that Ruby was. Mm-hmm. So I was very happy that we were able to do that.
Yeah, very special person.
So we're going to play a few clips from Miss Ruby's episode, and stick around. Right after that, we'll come back with our first guest and our very last guest of this after show. Well, what more can you say about our very first guest from Tales of the Times? The title of the episode said it all. He's 102 years old. He's a World War II veteran. He loves McDonald's.
That's him in a nutshell. In a nutshell.
But no, PJ is an amazing, amazing person. And the fact that he still has his wits about him so much at 102 is amazing in itself. And I just had the best time ever was getting to sit down and talk with him for as long as we did.
Yeah. Oh, he's a crackerjack, all right. And it's so funny because we go back when we were just talking about starting this podcast, and we said, wait a minute, we got to get PJ. He's going to be our first one. And Peyton's like, yeah. Mm-hmm. And then everybody was afraid to ask him. So so they sent me over by myself. Nobody would go with me. And I go in, and it's so funny because I can say that about, we were just discussing it, all of these people that we've done so far, all of the February people, every one of them pretty much said, I don't have anything with it. We don't think we have anything that anybody would like to hear. And we said, wrong. You really, really do. And that's sort of what PJ said was, I don't think anybody would want to hear me. And we're like, yes, absolutely. So then it was, you know, that was kind of just the drop. I think that was October. And
it's been a lot. This podcast has been a long time in the making.
Yeah.
It was just getting everything together. And I will say that it was nerve-wracking because we didn't know how crazy that we would sound to that very first person. But I appreciate PJ for breaking the ice so that we could get rolling and doing this.
Yeah.
And you know, what else can you say? He's just awesome.
He's
awesome.
I love him. And once again, I've known him for so much of my life. He and his late wife, Irene, and their son, Ronnie. He was a teacher when I was in high school. But just so funny. And we enjoy him every week. But this was just so amazing. And we're going back. I think we're going to go back to most of these people because it was kind of like a break in the ice type thing of us kind of learning and them kind of learning and just starting back and from when they remember and moving forward. And we've already found out that there's certain stories that they have that they really want to tell or that other people have told us that, wait a minute, ask this person about this.
Yeah.
So we're so excited and just can't wait to continue and see where this goes.
I'm very happy. Well, that's an understatement, but I'm very, very happy with how that it's gone so far. And before we come back and close off with just a few more words, why don't you go back and look at a few clips from PJ in episode 1 of Tales of the Times. So that was it. That was the first month of Tales of the Times, and what a month that it was. I think that we had probably the most special first few episodes that we possibly could have. I'm proud of what we got to do, and I've had a blast.
Yeah, and we're excited about March as well. We've already taped a couple of those and have another one that we're going to be doing next week that's very exciting, I might say.
Very, very exciting.
But I did want to say about our first four people that we interviewed, I just wanted everybody to know that all of these people. We had a 102-year-old World War II veteran. We had a 94-year-old retired school teacher. We had a 99-year-old lady, and we had an 86-year-old lady. And just wanted everybody to know that all of these people live by themselves. I think Ruby, just the last couple of weeks, just before when she kind of got a little sick, her family was spending the night with her. But they all live alone. And that is amazing in itself. And I tell people that. I'll say, you know, we have a 102-year-old client or a 99, and they live alone. And people just can't fathom that.
No.
But it's pretty amazing, and it's, you know, it's a little bit to do with some of our services, we feel like. Maybe it's our good food that we serve them. It really shows how with it these people are, and in good shape, and mentally and physically.
Yeah. And it really speaks for the fact that they get to enjoy doing this because they do live by themselves, and they spend a lot of their time alone, and it's just good for them to be able to get to sit down and talk with some people every once in a while. So that's another reason that this has been a very good thing. But yes, absolutely. The fact that they are all of that age and still able to get around and still able to know what they're doing and get along, that's just amazing. They should be commended.
True. And I know everyone out there has not everybody has a grandparent, but has a parent or a grandparent or a great-grandparent, and I've done it myself, and they'll tell tales, and you've heard them 1,000 times, and you kind of get maybe tired of hearing the same tale sometimes. But listen, you can listen to our grandparents here with their tales, but don't ever not appreciate their tales, because we and everyone out there listening have really enjoyed these tales.
Don't discount your raisin, and don't discount your grandparents' raisin.
True.
Because it has been the most special thing in the world to get to sit down with these people and just to talk about their childhoods.
True.
And how good that things used to be.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and another little thing. Two things. If you see any of these people or know any of these people or can call any of these people, tell them how much you enjoyed it if you listened. But one little side note, the two little ladies here at the number 3 and the number 4 episode, the little lady number 4 episode actually knew years ago and worked with the lady that was Nanny Garrett, worked with her. And she said, you know, after I wasn't working with her anymore, I didn't know what happened to her. She was still alive, and we go, yes, she's 99. But that was so amazing that they got to find out about each other.
Two different guests.
Yes.
Somewhat reuniting after 35 years. Mm-hmm. And
heard it on our podcast.
All because of this.
Yes.
That's just crazy.
Yeah.
So, with that being said, if you have any tales that you would like to share, or you have a parent or a grandparent that would like to share and come on to the podcast, we encourage you to message us at Clay County Senior Citizens on Facebook, or you can visit our website, claycountyseniors.org, and send us a message, and we'll schedule a time that we can come and hear your tales. And let me tell you, what we have lined up for March, we have some different things lined up, and they are going to be amazing. We have some different kind of episodes coming up.
Yes.
And they're very special. And I look forward to everyone being able to hear them very soon, including the upcoming episode, Tales of the Times, Episode 5, Telling It Like It Is. And that was just such a special gentleman to get to sit down with. And I think you'll be absolutely thoroughly entertained by the first episode of March.
Yeah. It was wonderful. And again, someone I have known, I'm much older than you, Peyton, but somebody I have known forever, And boy, he telling it like it is exactly what happened. So everyone needs to tune in.
Yes. So that's going to be a very special episode. And we just thank everyone for how much that you've been interacting and everything that you've done to share the podcast around. The more people that we reach, the better that it is for these people's legacies and the better that we can make our country by getting to share how things used to be and right. How we need to go back to them.
Absolutely.
So thank you so much for tuning in to Tales of the Times, especially for this past month of February. And we'll sit down with you again like this after the jam-packed month of March.
Thank you.